Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm your host here. Hello, everyone in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. Also known as my co-host, who really helped anchor the program, anchor the light. I'm excited, by the way, for today's program. We're going to be diving into that. I've been having a little technical difficulties and not able to type in the chat, which kind of bums me out a bit. But we'll see what we can do with that. So if you don't see me typing in there, I still love you, see you, want to connect with you, but something going on a little bit. Can't hear you well, Michelle. Let's see. How's that? See if that sound is a bit better. Appreciate you guys letting me know this. So let me know if that sounds better. I've got it all the way up. And a little, better. Okay, good. Okay. And Chris said, and God said, let there be sound. Yeah, since we're dealing with sound today. Anyway, I want to also say hello and give a etheric hug to all listening via Cosmic Dimensions. Of course, the archives and iTunes as well. You're with us here in spirit also. Let's see, a little light, but the sound is better. Just let me know if the sound isn't working as well, and I'll see if I can do adjustments on my end. Call-in number for readings, we will be doing readings 12 to 1245, and that number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad to get in the queue. And I do see a few people there already. Sounds fine. Thanks, Tamara. Thank you. So much happening. Oh, by the way, we still are doing our where and how you listen to Awakenings. I'm milking it for all I can get because I love connecting with everyone and then hearing where and how people listen to Awakenings or your stories about Awakenings. Hi, John. Yeah, Mercury Retro, that's for sure. Well, and just in saying that, now I'm able to type. Yay. Someone brought me some good luck here, some good juju. So I'm milking it for all we can get. So we want to email awakenings@selfinlight.com and just with an email with where and how you listen to Awakenings, and we're going to do it to the end of July, and then we're going to have a little bit of a giveaway just because I'd like to do that. And we've had some wonderful little stories about where people listen to Awakenings, how they listen to Awakenings. Had a couple of people that listen while they're sleeping, and then they wake up and listen to the show again. I had someone that was training for a triathlon, and they listen while they're working out, doing the biking and also the run. Portion of it. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Oh, I'm going to put it in the chat. It's awakenings@selfinlight.com, and that's for the where and how you listen to Awakenings Radio. And of course, there's also on the Facebook page, which is my name. So how it ended up like that. But the Michelle Mache is the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook. So connect with us, like the page, share your insight, just chat and connect. I want to let people know, too, because I have a couple of people working with me, assisting me, holding the sacred space and helping all awakenings and self-enlight happenings come together to be of greater service. We don't check the Facebook inbox is really as much. So the best way to reach me is awakenings@selfinlight.com or if it's something personal or you want a question read on air or you want to comment or you have topic suggestions or guest suggestions, we're so open to that. Awakenings@selfandlight.com, and Sadie will handle that. And then I have a woman, JoJo, that goes through the inbox every now and then and does some of the social media things for me. There's just so much spam stuff. There's so much stuff to read through in the Facebook mailbox that I love hearing from everyone, and great suggestions, great ideas, heartfelt appreciation, great stories. Even I've gotten some great guest suggestions from there and directions from Awakenings and all kinds of input. And I just heard there was a Melinda that's a new listener from Milano. Welcome. Bonjour. Hello. Hola. So I welcome you also. And we've got really just a great, great, wonderful community of very, very awake, aware individuals that are really, in your own lives, doing some great personal inner work and then also assisting others in various ways. So that's really cool to hear about and witness and see as well. So I wanted to just let everybody know that. So again, awakenings@selfandlight.com, best way to get in touch with me for your email questions and comments and guest suggestions, and also where and how you listen to Awakenings. And then also I would ask, if you are listening via iTunes, go ahead and rate the program. Give your appreciation there as well. We're in the process of expanding Awakenings. It's a long, drawn-out kind of process, but all of that helps to show the relevance of the programming and the types of guests that we get on. And some of you notice I have people, obviously bestseller, people on bestseller lists, people that are really, really well-known. And then I also have people that aren't as well-known, and that is really, I will tell you, a passion of mine. Even when I've hosted, terrestrial radio programs, more in health, fitness, fashion, and beauty, and I had my own television program for a while. And, my producers would say, God, Michelle, where did you find these people? And it would be cool. I mean, we had on at one point a teacher that I was studying Kabbalah with, and I really wanted people, because my whole thing has always been about empowerment, and, of course, being a born psychic and on the path that I'm on, even when I was a model and actress, this was very much a part of my life. And I always wanted to somehow weave it in. And we had one executive producer, she used to tell me, I don't care if it's relevant, if you can make it relevant to fashion, health, or beauty, we'll get them on. But it has to somehow fit in there. And so we had one of my teachers on that I studied Kabbalah with. We had these Kabbalah cards. And he wanted to get on the program too, because he had quite a strong viewer base. And I said, well, how could we do this with beauty? What could we do? Or fashion? And we couldn't figure out anything. And then finally he came up and he said, we could do it with beauty, the inner beauty and the outer and style. I don't know, we figured something out. It was so funny. But I got to tell you, the thing that really tickled me the most is these kind of, if anybody's ever been on a set, and I don't want to stereotype, but a lot of the, camera people, mostly men, cameramen, are just not into this kind of stuff at all. And they're kind of, donuts and, Cokes and Pepsi and lots of coffee. And not all, I'm not going to say all, but a lot. And so those guys were, because we did a giveaway of some books from my teacher, and they wanted the cards. They wanted readings. We had people calling in, and then we had some people of the production staff actually call in as well. And it was really, it was fun. It was really fun. And so it goes to show you that it's really about that connection, that people want that spiritual connection. They may not, they might think it's woo-woo, what does this have to do with anything? Until you give them some kind of practical you know, reality on it or use. And then they realize this is something within me or something that I've had a glimpse of or a taste of, something that I've known or wanted. So now we do have callers. Just let me know. Press 1 on the keypad if you have a question or a comment or you want to get on air. I don't know if you're just listening. We have quite a few callers on the switchboard. So I may pick up because you may not hear me. Then I get the emails of, I waited 45 minutes, an hour, and you didn't pick up. And then a lot of times it's because you don't press 1 on the keypad. So, again, that call-in number is 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. We did have, you know, a question coming in, a couple questions. I've had a little theme of email questions coming in about our soul purpose or living from the soul design. And I had a few questions come in on that and how to know to trust your intuition. And what I can tell you 5,000% is that your higher self is never going to have you do something that, in the larger context of things, isn't it for your greater good or your greater unfoldment or isn't life enhancing. And is also not going to really have you take a huge leap, believe it or not, without some kind of net, even though a lot of times we think that's happening. But when you look back, you'll always see this person was there or this situation or this job or this door opened or this direction. It's like a neighbor of mine was saying, you know, she was really in a panic about her work situation. And she hasn't been happy with her work for a very long time, what she was doing. This was last year, maybe a couple of years ago, but a really good example of this. And I've been seeing this a lot, actually. And so we ended up their office downsized, and she got, you know, had to leave and really was in a panic. And I said to her, but, you know, you have this, you know, this inheritance that you got, two inheritances. And you've been doing this other work as well, you really are okay. And I think sometimes what happens is people, you know, and I've done it myself, we believe only in what we can see, what seems to be tangible, what seems to be sanctioned by the constructs of society, a regular job, whatever is that. You know, I have another client that I'm working with that makes large, large, large sums of money monthly. And it doesn't consider that a job because there's not a regular place that they're going to, that he's going to work at, that he's doing consulting. But he's making about $30,000 to $40,000 a month. And I'm like, well, that kind of money, you don't need to rely on a job or a company to provide your health insurance. So, and I'm giving some kind of, you know, wild examples of this, but what I would say for everyone right now is to look and see where are you kind of missing the mark or missing the boat? Where are you not having the gratitude and appreciation for what you do have? And look at your support, what you have, the support. Because at this time of the soul alignment and being redirected to live more by the soul design and live beyond a soul path, rather than just a life path, not that being on a life path is bad or anything, but if you're getting that soul call to download and receive more of your gifts, more of and to use those gifts and to connect more with your intuition, with perhaps your psychic ability, your healing ability, perhaps to not only help yourself, but to help heal others or to what we call out of your sphere of experience, receive your sphere of influence, being an influencer. If you're hearing that, that means you're going to be in some waters that the only way you can chart them is by connecting more with what you can't necessarily see but can feel. You can see it by the demonstrations of spirit giving you confirmations. But you may not be able to tangibly say, oh, this is, you know, a solid job or a solid lead. You know, you may be having to feel more the direction where you're going to. And, you know, many of you have heard me talk about feeling the subtle energy, connecting to the subtle energy, that there is this and it is a tangible energy once you start working with it more, where you just, there's an inner knowing, a knowingness of the direction you're to go in. You move from, you know, every level we go back to faith. And from faith we move into belief. I believe this is going to happen. And then there's a certain knowing that comes in. And then I say the next level is a knowingness. There's this inner knowing that's very palpable. You can feel it. And you begin to see the signs and the directives as well. Little Light in the chat is saying, I think learning to listen to our inner voice, higher self, is like listening to the radio that has another station coming through. We have to tune in on our inner voice and tune out ego and our business in the world. Meditate and be open to the messages. I so agree. You have to learn. You know, I have people in a lot of, you know, a few clients here and there, and I'll run into people that will tell me things that they think that they're seeing psychically or their higher self is saying. And it is so not, you know, the family. This is another thing. Your higher self will have you, if you're in a situation that you need to move out of or you are in the process of, what will start happening is other things will be put into your life to focus on. And it, just like Einstein says, you know, a problem is not solved by the same consciousness or the same mindset that the problem exists in. You have to, there has to be a shift. And what I sometimes see people doing is rejecting what is put in front of them. They're not going in themselves. So they would rather hold on to the problem. Or the circumstance, or the issue, either the perceived and or real issue they're having with a relationship or a person. If you hold on to that issue and you make that person or that situation responsible for the reason you can't move forward, or you can't do what you need to in the day, or you can't utilize your gifts, you can't self-actualize, you're using that as an excuse to hold you back to not go to that next level, because your higher self is always putting those steps there and saying, if you would but focus on this, you will move ahead. You will move in the direction of your soul expression, and you will heal. You will become more whole. You will be made anew. And what happens when we're made anew is we're moved into a new level. I go into this a lot in my Daily Own course, Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift, on dailyown.com. It's so imperative right now that people be able to see, is what I'm receiving, really, is it my ego masquerading as my higher self, or is my filter so cloggy that my higher self is giving me messages and nudging me in a certain direction, but I'm resisting. I don't want that. I gave a reading to someone a couple of weeks ago, and they were wanting to draw in a relationship, and it was just amazing how close they were to all the things or all the places they wouldn't go. I don't go here. I don't go there. You know, oh, you see me meeting them outdoors. I rarely am outdoors. I'm more of a city person. And it was on and on and on and on. And then they had met somebody at this kind of spiritual center church group. And they said, and by the way, it didn't have to be that they need to, you know, get engaged or live with this person or marry this person. But everywhere there was a stop. Oh, I'm not into that kind of person or that kind of color. I usually go out with guys that have darker hair, not light hair. And I said, you know, you're getting all these opportunities to connect, which is what you're wanting. But the mind, the ego mind, is saying, unless it happens this way or this image, I'm not going to do that. So what I would say right now is really be aware, because there's going to be some amazing openings as Saturn moves into Scorpio in October. There's a lot of house cleaning right now. And I'm not saying that there's not going to be still continuing the house cleaning and moving through the projection perception. But those of you that have diligently been looking at how you're stopping yourself, your ego level fears or fears of the surface mind, or how you've been creating these fanciful stories, you will have some amazing breakthroughs, amazing connections, amazing openings, because you will have taken literally the cobwebs off. And that's part of what we're meant to be doing right now. Even with this retrograde being in Leo, look at how you or others are stopping your self-expression, or you're seemingly allowing others, or you're perceiving others to stop your self-expression or your vocalization. It's interesting, we're going to have Shira on later, Linda Shira from Vibrationally Sound on, that notice where you're stopping yourself. You know, that's the key. Where or how are you stopping yourself? And because it's getting to the point where if you are doing this, then there will have to be, if it's meant to be on your path, there will be some, you know, I want to say a little more, what's the word I want to say, extreme wake-ups. That's, I guess, the best way to put it, that will be happening if you do not kind of follow. And again, it's not anything outside. You know, last week we had Carl Kellerman on talking about the consciousness shift that's taking place, that it's an, you know, kind of an inside job. It's coming from, stemming from your higher self. So if you're not going with it, it gets more and more extreme to go in that direction. Oh, I did want to talk, and he did, let's see, was it David, I guess, Reitz. Reitz, is that it, on the awakenings? And I had mentioned along with Carl that it's us that are doing the awakening. A lot of people are waiting for an event, and what I can tell you, which is part of the converging flow, is that there is not going to be one event. A lot of people are waiting for one event, just like there's not going to be one Messiah, the second coming. The second coming is a wave of everyone waking up and everyone being their own Messiah or messenger, having their own message. This is actually why sound and tone is so important, because our own sound, our own tone, our own voice, which is the way we do things individually, represents the individual aspects or instruments of the whole symphony that we are. So the part of the converging flow, if you want to call it positive or negative, is everything happening at once. And that means people in the financial world awakening. You'll even hear, I've heard, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to an interview on RT.com, and the financial pundit, I don't remember exactly the name, but was saying there is a financial awakening that's taking place. People are awakening as to what's happening really financially, or what finance is all about. So you'll hear it in all sectors, whether it's news, whether it's education, whether it's university, whether it's health. You will hear either that word exactly. That's why the guides, when I did the program Awakenings, they said, no, it's not awakening. It's awakenings. There is a succession of awakenings, just like a blooming and a flowering, and just like a flower blooms completely, and then it shrivels to no more. That substance, that earth, then gets essentially recycled, removed to have a new form. And this is why the guides always say new forms are needed, new forms that represent the new emerging consciousness of the new paradigm. Remember the systems that we have, the government that we have, reflects the individual consciousness, or the sum total of the individual consciousness. There is some sort of a tipping point. We don't know the exact amount. Some people have said 8 to 10% when that's like the cultural creative, similar to the creator cells within our body. You know, we're looked at as we are creator cells as well. That can change. I wouldn't say that's going to be an exact number. Because the psychic realm doesn't work in that way. The spirit, the inner psyche, it works in a I would say, precision that is more diffused or harmonized or amalgamized. There's an, you know, it's like anybody ever done any singing or, you know, in a choir, there may be certain notes or certain sound that is one is trying to get, but maybe a person changes something. One person in that group or doing the harmony, and the leader, the conductor, or the director goes, oh, that works. That's great. I don't know what that was, but that works. So sometimes it's the unexpected. There's a leap in consciousness. There's a leap in awareness. And it's something exponential happens. There's all these little steps, and then something happens. So what I would say, because the spirit, the soul does not work in either or, it's and in both, is that there will be, yes, there will be events, but there will also be individual and smaller collective awakenings and events and redirecting energy. This is why, and I'm going to say probably something kind of controversial, but this is why I in the beginning when it was a McCain-Obama race, presidential race, and we had a wonderful astrologer on there, Diane Lerner, which is PiscesSolutions.com.org, and I said on air, I said, we're not going to get the words that Obama was using are part of the new paradigm, but is he there, is consciousness there? No. You're not going to go from, you know, there's an evolutionary path, and I don't mean in a, you know, Newtonian necessarily way, a Darwinism way, but it's like the spiral of life that we all are, there is a movement to greater and greater and greater, or less ideal to more and more and more ideal, or something's ideal and it gets more and more ideal, and then it shifts into something else. So until enough people awaken, and we anchor this new consciousness in, until that is habit, that's not going to get reflected in our institutions, our systems, and our groups, because we are our institutions, our systems, and our groups. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't people that are very, very aware and awake that would be doing things differently. But those people, and I would say we're part of that clan, we have a different force of power. So to use that power is, or empowerment, is to raise ourselves and those around us and do what we can, perhaps in the inner world, and see how that's reflected in the outer world. The outer world, the outer systems will take care of themselves as more and more people shift or become awake or aware. So, David, I hope you call in sometime. I love questions like that. I love people disagreeing, because it's not just even what I say. There's many, many ways or points of view. There's many, just like as a shaman and also a bereavement counselor, I deal a lot with people crossing over and holding that sacred space, being a part of that passage. And I can tell you, the beginning of people's crossing is a lot like their belief systems until they get to a certain point or level, and then the beliefs are gone. Then there is that merging into the oneness. But we all, you know, the all that is, God takes many shapes and forms, and those need to be played out. That's part of what we're doing here. We're playing out our idea of what and who we are and what is what. You know, that's what we're all doing here. That's our voice. That's our signature frequency playing out, radiating out, and attracting others that believe in a similar way. And the next phase is doing that in harmony, with more harmony. Call in number for readings or to chat or just say hello is 347-539-5122. You need to press 1 on the keypad to let me know you'd like to be heard. All righty. Hello, 267-285. Welcome to Awakenings.
Wow, that was luck. I did not think I was going to get through.
Welcome to the program. Okay.
Hi, how are you? It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Huh? I actually had a question that was really relevant to what you were just speaking about, especially to do with job and everything. I lost my job back in February, and I've worked more on a temporary basis, but now there has been like this lull that has happened where I haven't had anything, and I've been looking and things like that. But what I've noticed is like the last assignment that I had, it could have been a permanent assignment, but they let me go. And it was funny because I really didn't want to be there anyway because I didn't feel like it fit. So what I'm noticing is it seems like Spirit is working where if it's not fitting, then it's no point in staying. And if you don't leave, then we'll take it, you know, from you. So I wanted to know, do you see me finding anything that fits me on more of a soul level and really reflects who it is or what it is that I'm trying to be in the world, or do you see me having something that's more temporary? And, you know, I don't know what I'm asking. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, I do, and I actually have, you know, you're bringing up something so important. You know, sometimes we're at a job or position or even a person, a relationship, you know, for a little while or a long while, try to think of yourself more as energy, that when you're going in these situations, see, we've all been programmed that it's good to be at a job a long time, you know, or in a relationship a long time, that it's better, that somebody's better adjusted that's been married 30 years or 40 years and somebody that's been married 7 times for 2 years or, you know, or 10 years, only 10 years, or that somehow they know more. And that's really not true. And I'm going to go back to my background in shamanic training and bereavement counseling. We're working with people, you know, a pregnancy, a woman that has a baby that doesn't come to full term or is born stillborn, and thinking, what did I do wrong? You've got to remember that's still a physical incarnation, and they're still with some experience or learning there. So we're not always meant to stay at something for a long period of time. Many of you, and Kathy, I feel this for you as well, are in a completion cycle, an overall completion cycle, where you may be doing a lot of different things for short periods of time to finish up, okay, whether you want to call it karma or dharma. And also, you can think of it this way. I would say that the soul will have you go all the way to Florida to get to China. Okay, and it's like, why not go to China? Because everywhere you go, you are releasing your energy. There's an energy swap. There's a balancing taking place with the whole experience and the people you're connecting with and the locale and the food and the nature and the environment. And those are pieces that the soul needs to more fully express from the soul design. The soul doesn't care or doesn't even know about packing, what a hassle it is to pack or unpack, you know, to sell things, what a hassle it is to have a job and then have it be short-term and then have to look for something else. All it's looking for is that experience and that expression. And I do feel for you, Kathy, that there is some inner soul work, soul journey work that needs to get done so that you are, because you are completing. I feel, well, some of these more administrative, by the way.
Yeah, my last job was administrative, working behind a desk, filing, things like that.
Yeah, okay. Because I feel that is, you're good with that and good with organization, but you're releasing something about doing that for others, okay? Or you need to do it different. Yeah, you feel that?
Yes, because I was just saying the other day, I was like, you know, I can't do this anymore because I feel like in the past I've like slaved and done all this work for other people, and yeah. I'm hoping that's what you mean, but I've been doing the work for other people, and I really haven't felt fulfilled at all, and all I get is a pat on the back, and that's it, if anything, and I'm like, why am I even doing it if I'm not getting anything out of it?
So, well, because you're good at it, but it's like there's different layers or levels or different octaves. It's like there's different octaves of love. You know, there's the, you know, I can't sleep, I can't eat, oh my God, and everything stops in your life. Or there's an octave of, you know, the more of a universal love and more of a connecting where you're being yourself as well in the relationship, keeping yourself going. here's what I hear from the guides, and they're laughing. They're like literally, they're just like
they're laughing.
Yeah, because you're getting it now. You're so getting it is what they're telling me.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good. I thought it was going to be something.
No, because you're done. You know that laugh that we get when we finally get
it? Have that aha moment, yes.
Yes. It reminds me when I was living in Paris and I realized, this friend and I, we finally realized we had been going around in circles and what took us a mile to get to was literally three blocks. And we just started laughing. Somehow we got messed around.
Right.
Here's what they're saying. Two things you can do. You can embrace this ability consciously of being able to organize people, be administrative, and do that on a part-time consulting or freelance basis while you focus more on yourself and your gifts and going in another direction. Because I feel at some point you're going to have someone assisting or helping you. I feel you going into more of a, they say leader creative path and process. Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, wow.
Scares you, doesn't it? I know. But that's
okay.
What, you know, very very often what we do well for others, we can also use that as a gift, that gift and that ability to do well for ourselves. And sometimes spirit, you know, your higher self will trick you and say, you're so good with this, why don't you apply this to yourself?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But I feel you need a bit of ways. And you also can help others do this. There's something about you with teaching or leading. I don't know if it's a coaching kind of thing. What is this? I feel like there is this next step for you. But you have to go through, I feel like you need courses or inner work to find that within you. Because you've been so kind of programmed.
Yes.
That you can't do this. So what I would say while you're on that journey to find, because I could tell you what it is, but you've got to find it to, and put it together to make it be very fulfilling for you.
Okay.
So I would say right now, don't look for the job that you're going to be at forever. It's almost to me like the person that's a great writer or editor that then teaches others how to write and edit or does a book on writing, how to write the best how-to book. You know, that's where
mm-hmm.
you're at. You're about to bridge into that where you're going to be assisting others with what you can do, and it's going to free you up. But there's a couple steps in between there. So your quote-unquote, you know, job, I'm not seeing a job around you right now.
No, I don't
I feel
one.
No, but I'm seeing intermediary steps. I feel like you need to trust what you do, you know, maybe even consciously do it on a freelance basis or a temporary basis or a part-time basis while you're feeling out. I would suggest to you my Daily Om course. I think that would really help you a lot. 2012, Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. I really go into depth on all of what we're talking about and how to connect and find your soul's purpose and live by the soul design. But you have some steps. So embrace this aspect of your gifts. Do it consciously, but don't get caught up in a job where you're doing just that, because that is not going to make you feel happy or fulfilled.
Okay.
All right? Much peace.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome. Hello, 206-459. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello. This is Kate in Seattle.
Hi, Kate.
How are you?
Great. What's your question?
My call is very similar to that woman that you just got off the phone with, that I've been in transition, I think, for about 3 years. It seems like a job and moving about once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like this fall, maybe I'm ready to something more permanent, but I feel like maybe I've lost my ability to choose. Like I keep choosing things that then they don't work out.
And that's in the job and the location. Well, see, now this is what I'm going to share with you. Gosh, I really, this is why when there's awakenings expand, because I feel so many need to hear this, and I hear the pain, and it's not just you. There's nothing wrong with you if you've moved around a lot or had different jobs. That's been your soul path. We really are not all of us are die-cast. Just like some people are better in the morning, some people better in the evening, some people a little bit of both.
Right.
I feel you have had you have had a path of a lot of movement and a lot of relationship, right? I feel a lot of people in and out of your life. Is that just from the moving?
Well, I moved to be with somebody for a relationship, and then
it didn't work out.
And then and the job as well. So I've been kind of gun shy since that happened.
Yeah, well, the gun shy I reinterpret is the higher self saying, "Woo, Nelly, let's just hold on a little bit here and do some healing work." So you're in a healing phase right now.
Right.
I keep feeling, it's funny, I said earlier, Florida. I feel water around you. You need to get, I feel like, in a quiet beach community.
Right.
And be around like-minded individuals and really do some deeper emotional healing.
Right.
On yourself. The relationship, yeah, that's a deeper, that's an older wound. That's some deep wounding there I'm seeing back early childhood, I'm seeing around this. There seems to be a split and separation that happened. That's what I would suggest to you right now. Let me ask, what is your actual question? Because I'm feeling like, I feel like right now you're not in the right locale. You're finishing up there. Is that where that relationship is?
It's more family. I always come back here to be with family, but I feel like when I end up here, then I get kind of a stuck feeling in the city. So I guess I do get kind of in a rut when I'm here, but I always end up coming back here to be close and help out family members.
Just like the caller before you, I feel like it's about you being helped at this point. And I suggest that you find your family is lovely. Not all family of origin is our soul tribe or, our spirit path, soul group. I desperately feel, and I'm saying desperate because I can feel it in your heart area, the heart chakra in me is just, it's longing and it's wanting to burst open.
Uh-huh.
And you can find that. I would say in these kind of situations, whether a meditation group, a yoga group, even going on a retreat, going somewhere. Are you south somehow? I keep feeling southern energy.
No, northwest. Seattle?
Oh. See, I feel warmer climate better for you and beach environment. Are you damp? You're damp where you are?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that's funny, though, because I tried Maui. I was in Maui for that, kind of a retreat, beach retreat in Maui, and it just didn't work.
No, I don't see. I for some reason, feel southern, south.
Okay.
I don't know if it's California, southwest, but I definitely,
right.
Maui I feel for you for healing or for a retreat, but I feel you do need some more of a city around you. And also to be able to maybe drive up to see your family to have some mobility, but you will find it. Bridge where you are now, to start focusing on the healing. But I definitely feel a major move. Oh yeah, and I somehow feel sand and sea, and the guides are motioning.
Those are my two favorite things.
Yeah, sand and sea, and you're gonna move south. All right, blessings. We have time.
Thank
for
you so much.
Call. You're welcome.
Bye.
Hello, 330-715. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, this is Terry calling from Ohio.
Hi, Terry. What's your question or comment?
I just kind of wondered what my purpose is. I feel an awakening, but a little directionless.
Well, when there's, and I'm getting with you with beliefs, also friends and environment, I'm really going to suggest to people because this kind of question, it it's like it would take more a longer session, basically. But I suggest to you also my 2012 Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift class, and that's, I'm going to put the link back in, or somebody would. I'm not able to type anymore. On Daily Own, my Daily Own course, 2012 Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. Because I also feel with you, Terry, that there is, you're going through your own personal transformation of environment, friend, how you see the world. I feel like there's been some beliefs or way that you've seen yourself that, not bad, but was better suited in the old paradigm. So you're having, there's perhaps in the past, would you find yourself being more cautious?
No, I'm actually seeing a spiritual awakening, and I've gone actually from straight solid religion to more spirituality.
Okay, but there's really, okay, but those beliefs, you've got that intellectually, that's what I'm talking about, but not yet on a total feeling, living level. So what I feel with you is more healing, so you're on the right path. If you're working with a coach or you're doing some courses to see, we can have a shift in what we believe or what we think, but that doesn't necessarily work in the universe. It has to get into a feeling level or emotional level. So that you're saying you're stuck or a little confused, or that's just telling me what I'm getting psychically, that you're in process. You're not, things are marinating, okay? There will be openings, but you're still needing to do some deeper work on yourself. So the succession of awakenings that happens, you know, one of the first rungs is waking up and maybe being not religious but being more spiritual. That opens the door. But to get to the soul design, there are many layers and levels, kind of fine-tuning, if you will, right? So sometimes what happens is we have subconscious beliefs that we don't even know that are still present. And those are what the universe uses. That's what's activated. Not so much what we think in our beta mind or beta consciousness or intellectually, but what activates or draws to us our experiences is the things that are more emotionally based, energy in motion, the subconscious, those things. So I feel for you there's some things that you're still kind of clearing out. You're like a flower, and you're just opening. So give it a little more time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Wonderful to connect with you. Wonderful question as well. Really important, I think. Really important question.
Thank you very much, and blessings to you.
Blessings. And thank you, Tamara, put the link in for the Daily Om course, 2012 Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. We are blessed to have with us, some of you may have remember when we had Alan Howarth on, a wonderful caller, also Awakenings listener, and teacher, inspirer, healer, therapist in her own right. We have with us Linda Shira today, and she's a singer, songwriter, international teacher, therapist, and speaker. She's also a spiritualist and a hospice nurse. Shira, as she also goes by, has spent many years working with people and animals in the healing environment. And she works with vibrational medicine. Her website is vibrationallysound.com. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, Shira.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored. I'm honored to connect with you and your amazing, the people in the empowerment room. They are just quite a group. Quite a group.
Aren't they
so,
amazing?
Thank you.
Aren't they amazing? I find it so, you know, it's always this way. You've probably heard me say this before, how timely, because so many people today were calling in about their path, their purpose, and I know, and I would love for you to share with our listeners, you know, your path and purpose, or the deepening of it, or let's say a redirection and then deepening of it, came a bit out of, you might say, a tragedy.
The Mack truck, right?
Yeah. to you?
And, you know, when you were talking with some of the people who just called in, I so resonate with everything that you're saying, because so many times we're getting those signals, we're getting that information from spirit, and we're not listening. And I was taught to be a doer. You know, I came from a very poor family, 9 children. We all had to pull our own weight, and I was a doer. So when that accident happened, I was doing so much. I was working 2 nursing jobs. I was a healing touch practitioner. I loved gardening, so I was gardening by the moonlight at night. And I was getting hits of slow down. You pick something, you know, you need to give something up and focus internally. And I was outside of myself so much. And the universe put me flat on my back. It literally said, enough. You know, lay down, because you're going to be with yourself whether you want to be or not. And that really isn't the way we want to get it. But sometimes, you know, our persistence will take us there. And so that 2 years in a cast, what happened was I had that severe break in my right side. Actually, I had multiple breaks, but the lower bones in the lower part of my leg actually came out front of my leg. They broke both lengthwise and crosswise, and they were irreparable according to the medical environment. And the orthopedic specialist said that will never heal. You have broken the epiphysis. You can't create bone tissue. And so I was facing, and being a nurse, I understood what he was saying. And so everything in my history said, uh-oh, you're in big trouble, you know. But in my heart, that moment of stillness, that being on my back and not being able to get up and run away, you know, or do something to take my mind off of it, I had to go inside. And when I went inside, that's when I got that information of, this is going to be okay. You're going to have to trust. And, you know, one of the things that I would also share with your listeners is many people will tell you many things about the environment you're in, and everybody was talking gloom and doom to me. And I didn't tell anybody in my personal world what that doctor said to me. I didn't tell my children that the doctor said I should amputate, because I didn't want to hear their fears.
Yeah.
I wanted to focus on what do I need to do now? Where do I go in this?
You bring up such a good point here. And I so agree with you. I share this with people I work with all the time. You're making, unless somebody can be supportive and hold that space, basically on the same page, whether it's a healing, a deep healing, a major transformation like you went through, or somebody even, you know, going for a different job and making changes, don't tell people that they're gonna, you know, already they're going to give you the sideways glances or poo-poo. It just, because it dilutes your energy and your intention, and if there's any, you know, hook or little smidgy of doubt, it just makes it bigger. So that, gosh, that you were able to do that. Now, one thing I want to kind of go back into the beginning, because I find it's a miracle. I mean, what you've done, what you've been guided to do, I just think all the way around. You know, personally, what happened to you is a miracle, and what you're helping others do is a miracle as well. So before this accident that started, I call these redirections of energy. You know, we get redirected, and a lot of times conditions or illnesses or whatever it is, you know, because we are doing, but we also get caught in a groove, and when things work, when we build our life so up, something has to kind of redirect our energy. So before that, you said you were nursing, but you were also doing healing work as well. So you already had some familiarity with
a certified healing touch practitioner.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you were doing that. Now, it's interesting. So you got more into the deeper healing realm than
Well, and that was probably one of my saving graces, is because I had a group of people that I adored, that I was very close to, that were dear friends of mine, that were also in healing work. And so when I was scared, I could connect with one of them and they could help me to ground and, you know, kind of reassess. And so that was one of the valuable pieces for me. And, you know, nothing happens by accident, you know, and all those people in my life came prior to the accident because they were supposed to be there when I was transitioning through that, you know. And, you know, I want to say something else about the word miracle that you used, because it makes me smile inside, because I've had people say that to me before, that was a miracle. And my feeling is this, Michelle, we are all miracles. The doctors did not think I could heal, but when I allowed my body the time and the space and the nurturing that it needed, it healed. And I think that everybody is capable of that, no matter what they're dealing with. If you have the grace to be with it, to allow your body what it needs, we are walking miracles. It is our birthright to be whole.
And I feel on that, Linda, I feel, get your feeling on this. I feel that, to me, when the miracle is, you know, it's like a spiritual treatment or prayer. It's the spiritual as an intervention where we go into the right cause. We go into the causal area that's beyond, obviously, the ego, you know, mind. And we don't know how did this exactly happen, but it did. I put these things together, or I prayed, or I opened, or whatever. Something shifted. It's that metaphysics, quantum physics realm. I feel we're going to we'll probably be living more that way. What is your thought on that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that, you know, one of the things is that we get so attached to the teachings of other people. You know, one of the things that I will tell everyone in my class is, you know, whatever I have here that resonates with you, whatever works for you, take it, morph it, change it, put it into whatever else you're doing. If what I say doesn't work for you or doesn't strike a chord in you, then walk away. You know, don't be attached because I had a miraculous healing, because my body was able to take the vibrations and the frequencies and rebuild bone that they said couldn't happen. Don't believe that that's the path. That's my path, you know, and we each have our own personal individual paths.
So true, so powerful, empowering words there. So let me ask you, so the accident, because I'm so fascinated, was it obviously a car accident?
Yes, it was a head-on. It was a young man who pulled straight out in front of us, and interesting enough, about 2 years ago, I had another accident that was almost identical. I had a woman pull left to center right smack in front of me, and I was actually doing 10 miles faster in the second accident, and I walked out without a scratch. So what happened in 2000 when that original accident happened was with purpose. You know, it was a head-on collision, and I was actually in very good physical condition at that time in my life, and I was holding that brake so hard that my whole right side took the full impact of the crash, and that's why the bones actually shot up out of my leg, is that I literally took the impact of that car head-on in my right leg.
Shattered, and the doctor said, which of course is like mainstream medicine or conventional, that they don't, where they were shattered, they can't knit back together. Is that?
Well, and they put the bone back together as best they could, but here's what the real problem was. This, my tibia and fibula, the two main bones in the lower portion of the leg, were in 14 different pieces. And those are not huge bones. So for to have that many pieces, it was very difficult for them to even pull them back together. But the ball of the bone, the epiphysis, that base, that is that little circular piece at the bottom, was fractured. And that's where you actually create bone tissue. So when they saw that that was broken, they said, no hope. You know, this can't work. And then in 6 months, I was still in non-union. I had no bone tissue at 6 months. And so at that point in time, they said, time's up. you know, if you can't get bone in 6 months, you're never going to get it, and you're going to either go gangrene or you're going to go sepsis, and this is going to kill you, you know. And I said, okay, so you give me a few more weeks, I'm going to try some alternative therapies. And he said 3 weeks maximum. And I had a healing touch practitioner who was coming every week and working on me. And what was happening for me when she would leave is I was sounding. And, I mean, I've always used my voice because I was a singer all my life, but there was things coming out of me that I didn't understand and didn't know what they were. And sometimes I would say, that's not me, who's singing? You know, I would hear this old, ancient.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, kind of like a wailing almost, you know. And so that's how the sound kind of got integrated. And so when that, I started to tune into that, because now I'm totally with myself alone. I got nobody else, you know, I'm stuck in my body. So I started tuning into that, and I said, sound, frequency, what can I use? You know, and so at that point in time, I was reading everything I could get my hands on. And in the nursing environment, the ultrasound machine is a frequency instrument. And I actually was able to get a portable ultrasound machine set at the frequency of bone. It was set at 7 hertz. Okay, now
how do you know what?
Okay, every cell in our body, everything on the earth has a frequency. And a scientific instrument called a Gauss meter is one of the easiest ways to read frequencies. You can actually detect the number of the hertz number, the frequency pattern of anything with a Gauss meter. And so the ultrasound machines, they can set them at any frequency, and they can use them for anything. And so this little machine actually strapped on the bottom portion of my leg. And it was set at the frequency of bone, and I would wear it for an hour to an hour and a half every day. So it was actually in training, what I call in training. And you know how when you have clocks on a wall and you start them all at different paces, but when they've been together for a while, they entrain and the pendulums swing together?
Yes.
Our natural space does that. We entrain to the sounds in our environment. We can't not. It's just what happens. Okay, and so our whole environment is intended to be coherent or in frequency, harmonic alignment. And so our bodies will gravitate toward any sounds in our area. That can be healthy or unhealthy for us depending on what those sounds are. So what happened was by me feeding the frequency of bone with an electromagnetic field, literally feeding that into the lower portion of my bone, the bone started to vibrate. What tissue was in there started to resonate and entrain with the frequency of the ultrasound machine. And in 2.5 weeks, after 6 months of no bone tissue, in 2.5 weeks, the x-ray was showing my first bone growth. Tiny little particles of bone. And it took 2 years to get enough bone to stand on. But from that point forward, frequency was all I used.
So that's amazing. Now, somebody, you know, just put a little light in the chat about being, what do you feel you were protected from the second accident? Well, my response is you were protected.
I didn't feel protected when the accident happened.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that, you know, when you're stuck in the body and you have to go inside, you get real with that sort of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And yes, something in me. I knew. It was like every time that doctor spoke to me, it was almost like blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, he's talking again. You know, but I couldn't take it to heart. I couldn't believe what he was saying, because something in me, yes, I felt in that space of devastation, somewhere in me, I knew the universe had my back. Spirit was there for me, and I knew that. And that got
me
through.
My thought, and I don't know your thought on this, just kind of peeking in a bit, is it reminds me of Jill Bolte Taylor, you know, A Stroke of Insight, that, you know, having, you know, she studied, you know, neurologists, I don't know, diagnosed her, because a neurologist and had a stroke, and so be able to know about the right and the left brain, and it totally changed how she lives and teaches. And
Yes, I've heard her story. It's amazing. But yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. You know, you just start to function differently.
Well, and I think the thing we have to move away from is that when something happens like this, that it means that we're doing something wrong. Because it doesn't mean that. It's a redirection of energy, but it's such, to me, you were like doing research on yourself, and now not only did you help yourself, but you're now able to help.
Exactly. One of the things that I have learned through so many processes, and this has not been in 2 years I was walking and it's all fine, because I was totally out of alignment from that cast. You know, that foot, as it was healing, was 2 inches in the air. The heel was 2 inches in the air. And so I was totally out of alignment. So I have gone through process after process after process of realignment. New pain changes, you know. Yeah, and what happens is one of the things that I learned was none of this is wrong. None of this is by mistake. Every single thing that comes into my space is teaching me something. You know, I'm learning something from it. I'm searching a little deeper, going a little further, asking another question, you know, when I find myself in those places. So, yes, not wrong. Redirection. You are so right, Michelle. Redirection. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. I mean, because there would have been no way for you to poke around and this happened.
And here's the beauty of that. I was a professional singer for a lot of years, but when I started this work, I had to kill the performer. That's another really magical piece of all this. I had learned to hone that tune, the 440 tune, so clearly. You know, you're on stage, you don't make a mistake. And so I was so good, my pitch was so perfect. And what I found later on is that what you have to do this work, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the naked voice. It has to do with total allowance of whatever sound has to come out of you, let it. You know, and sometimes it does not sound good to the ear and to our teaching. It doesn't sound good, you know, but it's not about that. It's not about that. And so we have to move beyond those pieces to being in integrity with our spirit and understanding. One of the things for me, when I have people in the class who say, I can't carry a tune in a bucket, I can't do this work, I'm like, oh, no. Back up. You know, because one of the things that happens with children, when we tell children they're singing flat or they're singing sharp, don't, you know, mouth it, don't sing out loud because you're not in tune with everybody else, oh, my God, what we have just done is crush their perfection, because they are singing right on tune for them. They are singing in earth frequency, not 440 frequency. They're singing real, you know?
Which is their expression of who they are vibrationally, right? That's their,
yes. And it's perfect.
The signature frequency. What?
Yes, and it's perfect. And so many times we call that, you know, being out of tune, and they are perfectly in tune, and they're connected to their source, and they're bringing it with their voice.
So how do you get back to what you said, earthy, you know, not the performer, but how does one find their, I guess, true voice?
Right. Okay, so here's a little, this is a tool that I use, and I teach this in my class. It's very simple, actually. When I get up in the morning, you know, like a lot of people will get very still and go into meditation when they first get up in the morning. I prop myself up on my pillows in my bed, and I get still, and I go inside. And I take a deep breath, and I let the sound start to come. I don't judge it. I don't look for a song or a tune. I just let it come. And for people who are not comfortable with that, you know, there's a little old childhood ditty, do re mi fa sol la ti do, that little simple thing. If you know that, that is a full octave. That's every note of every chakra. It doesn't matter where you start, because if you start on a D, the last note you hit is going to be another D, because you're going to do the full octave. So if you get still and go inside and just do do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and just let it come out of your mouth and listen, you will hear your source sound. Your body knows it. Your brain does not have to. Your body knows it. And many times clients will say, I don't know what a C is. I can't tone that. I say, okay, get still. Close your eyes. Take a breath. Now sound for me. And they'll sound, and then I'll walk around the room and I'll tap the crystal bowls, and we'll find the frequency that they sounded. And inevitably, they will sound the note they needed every time. I mean, it's miraculous to me. Love it, because we know if we just trust, it will come to us.
Love that. The trust goes back to that trust again.
Yeah. And just, you know, we're not taught to listen inside. You know, as a child, we're taught to become somebody, go get a title, you know, hone a skill, be somebody. We are somebody. We come here whole. Let's just love that. Let's just be that, you know. And that's the thing. That's another thing I always share with people. My kids would say, what's my purpose? I don't know my purpose. I say, you are your purpose. Be. Every moment, if you live every moment with purpose, there's no question, is there?
And that's so true, because our purpose isn't what we're doing. You know,
right.
It's how we are in the world. It's just the step
right.
of what we are.
Right.
Now, let me come back to the ultra. So in your healing practice, and by the way, just those that are maybe tuning in right now, our guest today is Linda Scherer of VibrationSound.com. And we're talking about vibrational medicine, vibrational healing. What in your healing practice, what modalities do you use? You just gave us a process or exercise there, but are you using the ultrasound machine? Do you use, I know you do something.
No, I use what I basically teach is use your voice, because some of the things that I include in my class, I use crystal bowls. I love the crystal bowls because they're so powerful. They can just carry you away.
Yeah.
But what I teach in the class is, first I teach people how to actually read their prints. Like, we do voice prints. And and you can get a print of all of the frequencies in your own personal patterns through your talking voice. If you are in good harmonic alignment and resonance, when you talk, you will hit every note on a full octave frequency. If you're not hitting every note, then that, when we look at your print and we see notes missing or we see really excessive notes, then we understand where the discrepancies are, where the problems are. Now, when we look at that print many, many times, I can look at a print and I can say to you, oh, you give a whole lot to other people. Your F sharp is extremely high, but your F, your personal love, your personal giving is very, very low. You know, you're not really doing anything for yourself personally, are you? And they'll be like, oh, God, you know. And it's like, it's right there in your print, you know, and it will show you. So then what we do is we take that print and I teach people tools to use to bring in the frequencies into their personal spaces to help balance those imbalances in the frequency patterns. And I teach them how to release. You know, a lot of times we get really confused on what healing tones are. A lot of people think relaxing tones are healing tones. And they can be, especially if you're an anxiolytic, you know. If you're extremely anxious, relaxing sounds are going to be very, very healing for you. And what I found is the body needs to be in a very relaxed state to really absorb the good healing process. So the relaxation is important, but the really powerful tones are releasing tones and entrainment or regenerative tones. And those are not necessarily relaxing tones.
So
I mean, I will teach people to take songs they love. and transpose them into the frequencies that they need in their world, and then sing and dance to them. Let those frequencies fill them up. You know, so there's lots of ways to bring it into your world.
Okay. Now, Linda, we have a question in the chat. What if you are not local to you? Can you work? I know you have an online course coming up, but what if people want to work with you non-locally?
Working on our first online course, but we can do actually voice analysis via phone or Skype. I have what is known as a direct box to keep the frequencies clean, and we can actually do a voice print, over the computer or over the phone lines. So we can get a voice print for you and help you determine what's happening with your frequencies, and then we can do, a session either via the phone or online to help you know how to treat those things. The other thing that I'll do when I have long-distance clients is we'll do a voice print, and then I'll actually create a CD using the bowls in my voice, and I'll do an entire session on CD for them and then mail it to them. And then they can get still with headphones and go into a meditative state and have their own personal healing session on a CD.
Okay. And then we've got another question in the chat. We find coherence in different notes, though, right? Different resonance.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Let's see, we find coherence in different notes, though, right? I guess that's because you were saying earlier about it may not sound, pretty or what we think it should sound. So
right.
I guess the question
right.
could be,
for instance, many times we actually have to project that dissonance. What is in discord within us, it will come out of our voice. Michelle, I've heard you speak a lot about the chanting and in groups and that, and using chant in your daily practice. If you do that in groups, oftentimes when you begin to chant together with people, those first few notes will almost seem a little estranged. We're right on the edge of something, but it's not really happening. But as you chant together, all of a sudden you start to kind of vibrationally harmonize. You start to entrain with each other, and the sounds start to get very coherent, very pleasant, very peaceful in their movement. And so that's what happens when they're right. Sometimes the notes, the first notes that you need, don't sound all that good to you. But what you're doing when you do that is breaking up a frequency pattern, maybe an old pattern that is stuck in you, and you're breaking it up with that dissonant tone, and you're releasing the energy within the energetic body, and then it can flow into the spaces where you need to build the frequency. And when you're in that space, then you're doing the regenerative toning, and it will become very, fulfilling, nurturing to you.
We've got a question. Let's see, Chris, is there another way to obtain your CD besides your site? Can I get it on? Is there another place to get it? Of course, they're talking about Eyes of Light. I put it in the chat, which is a chakra healing CD. Eyes of Light. Where else?
It is on Amazon. It is on iTunes. And you can email me, and I can send you even like a PayPal link to buy it directly through me. You will get it a little cheaper if you go directly through me, just because Amazon says they have free shipping, but when they add their fee on there, it's really not free shipping. So it's a little more expensive than Amazon. I have no control over that. But I do have it listed on my website, and you can either contact me through the website or just through my regular email, which is vibrationallysound@gmail.com. And you can get it directly through me, too, also. So, but that CD was actually created to bring... It's actually to bring the communication back to the chakras. One of the things that I found when I was working with clients, it was repetitive over and over and over again, is that it's kind of like what we've done in our outside world. We've all got so self-sufficient, so independent, with our little privacy fences and our locked front doors, and don't nobody bother me, I'm in my personal space, and we don't need anybody. And we've lost our community literally. You know, we've lost that connection. And to me, that's one of the pieces in this shift that we are re-embracing. Oh, my God, we're in this together. We better figure that out, you know.
Yes.
And, yeah, so when I was doing the CD, what was happening for me with clients was that shutdown of communication between the chakras. It was like the chakras were actually reflecting what we were doing in our outside world now. You know, I'm seeing it energetically in the chakras. So the music in that CD had the intentionality of opening up the communication between the chakras to recreate full community within that energy system so that it is supportive. Like there's some techniques that I use when I do sounding with clients that is coming in on the chakra that has a problem, that frequency, and then sounding, I'll use the bowl for that frequency, and then sounding the thirds and fifths or the harmonic overtones of those of that chakra that's in trouble to bring in the community, to bring in the support, you know. It's really powerful work because your body wants to be whole. It wants to be connected, you know, and we've been challenging that for a lot of years.
And I love it, Michelle, that you've worked, that coming together, which is the meaning of healing or wholeness, it is bringing those parts or that seem to be disparate or even dissonant. Our society has taught that it's, you know, don't be dissonant, you know, no discord, no dissent. You know, and
yes,
that's part of the coming together, what I'm hearing from you.
My world has shifted so much with this work that I'm now focused on that piece that you're talking about, that reaching out to the people that are close by me in my world. You know, I grow a lot of my own food, but what I can't grow myself, I go to my local CSA. You know? And we have this beautiful CSA. We have farmers that I don't eat very much meat, but when I want a piece of meat, I don't tell myself I can't have that either. I enjoy it, you know. And we have farmers in this area that raise organic, grass-fed beef, chicken, pork. I mean, they are on the page of living in unity with the earth and being in that supportive, giving back space, you know. And so I think with this shift, with this whole harmonic convergence that is happening, is that there are more of us than we know, these little groups, you know, that are starting to embrace that community again, that loving space of I'm here for you, you're here for me, oh, thank God, you know. I think there's a lot of doing that, and we probably don't have a clue how many of us are. You know, my picture is huge.
No, we feel like sometimes when it starts, all these little, I call them soul pods, or
soul pods. That's a lovely one. Yes.
Isn't that converging? Now, Linda, let's see if we have. I'm going to see. I think there's some people that might have questions. If you have a question or a comment, or you want to share something with our guest, Linda Shira, you're more than welcome to. So I'm going to just check in and see. 845-541. You had one press on the keypad. Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes. You can hear me?
Yes.
What's
your first name?
Yeah, I'm Bob.
Bob, did you have a question or a comment in regards to what we're talking about?
Absolutely. I find what she's talking about is tremendously informative. I wanted to ask her if she was familiar with the product called Skinar.
What is it called?
Skinar. Skenar.
I am not. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. When I heard you talking about frequencies and used a ultrasound, I says, wow. Now, that would be cool. I can imagine everybody doing that in the hospital, right? Okay. No, Skinar, I've known about it for about 3 years now. It's a device that finds out what your frequency is. You leave it there for a while. It shoots in electrical impulses.
Bob, I don't want to rush you, but we're like 60, we're winding down. I'm so sorry. Where can people find out about this?
Just type in it. I think Health Boss. Yeah, Health Boss. HEALTHBOSS, I believe is the name of the company now, and they're the ones selling that product. They're quite hefty in price. They're in the $2,000 or $3,000 range, but I think it's somewhere along the line which you talked about.
It's really good.
It must be like a Gauss meter.
Mm-hmm.
And it works,
like a
right?
Gauss. Okay.
And it works good.
Yeah, that's what she was saying, like with the Gauss meter. We'll have to, Bob, thanks for calling in. We will have to have Linda back on. There's just no two ways about it.
Yeah.
Too little time.
Oh, please have her back on. Yeah, I'm already at your website. Thank you very much. I'm reading what you have on your website. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, good info. You know, for more information on the amazing work that Linda does, you can go to vibrationallysound.com. And, of course, our guest has been Linda Shearer. Again, the website is vibrationallysound.com, and you can find out about her upcoming book, online course, and her healing practice as well. Linda, thank you so much for sharing your insight and information with us today. Thank you so, so much.
It was my honor, Michelle. Thank you. Blessings.
And thank you, amazing listener participants, all of you holding the sacred space in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as a chat room. And hello, and thank you for being a part of Awakenings, all of you listening later in the archives via iTunes and, of course, CosmicDimensions.com. And our guest was Linda Shearer of VibrationallySound.com. Wonderful, wonderful topic. Keep in contact, keep in touch, go to the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook, like the page, and let us know how you're doing. Also, email me at awakenings@selfandlight.com. Any questions, comments, topics, guest suggestions, and also email and let us know where and how you listen to Awakenings. Well, until next time, continue to share your insights, shine your light, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.